I recently reached 1,000 followers on Twitter, and that's pretty darn pog to me.
It's pretty so, pog, I would have to say.
It's pretty pog. Hello there, special guest. Who is this?
Hi. Oh, I am username Young Baby YB is what I usually go by. I am a meager 420 followers right now. You know, not enough for an AMA or anything, but yeah, you know.
YB is a friend of mine that I've been talking to. We've been playing a lot of games. In the, I guess we met through what, Oddballs?
I think it was Oddballs.
Oddballs and just then Twitter and
general
then
Twitter just nonsense.
The nonsense that goes on there, man. But yeah, I recently reached 1,000 followers on Twitter and wanted to actually get content out there because God knows I don't actually have anything. But tonight I've had a couple drinks.
Yes.
Maybe.
maybe more than you should have.
just one. My other friend Rum and Coke had a Rum and Coke. And then I got inspired to drink a Rum and Coke, so shout out to him.
shout out to Rum and Coke. Listen to all of Rum and Coke's audios, please, before
Rum and
listening
Coke is
to this
pretty,
one.
Yeah.
Pause it right
content.
Now and go listen to all of them. Sorry.
They're great.
Yeah.
No, we gotta support the dudes. All right, I got a list of questions that I compiled from Twitter and Reddit. There's a bunch of joke questions in here, and I tried to organize it by serious to... No, sorry, not serious. I'm really feeling it, Chief. I organized it from casual to serious, so we'll see how this goes. And I expect this to be very rambly, but... So, I guess... I got the first question here, which is, how have you been lately? From Audie the Awkward, who has the best Twitter profile pictures, I gotta say.
Answer the question.
Okay, how have I been lately? I've been pretty darn good. I have evidently not been recording, but I've been recording for a lot of other projects that I can't really discuss. But I've had a lot of work on my plate, and I'm really excited to actually get back into doing Not Safe Work recordings because they're fun. And I suppose I have a lot of creative liberty that goes into it. Do you know how many friggin' squishy noises I can make and actually use them in a recording? That's incredible. You can't do that in my other line of work.
Or like lip smacking stuff, you know,
yeah,
close
right?
to the mic. That stuff is great.
But yeah, I've been doing pretty good, and thank you for asking. That's a very nice question to ask, and I think it's very good to open with. So... We're gonna enter the meme questions, and I guess everybody who hasn't seen me on Twitter should know that I
prominent memer,
prominent feral memer on Twitter.
At least 10k upvotes on Reddit.
No, So this will explain the next question. From Bowtie Guy the writer, shout out to him for having far too many bow ties, but he asks, do cat girls have two set of ears, which are human and cat ears, or do they just have cat ears in a flat section on the sides of their heads? If they do have human ears, are they vestigial? What is that?
I don't know what that is either. We're both hold on.
Now we're both
should have found somebody else to do this. I apologize.
It's all good. Vestigial. I don't actually know what that means.
It says it has a vestige.
That's very... That explains everything.
I seriously cannot find out what it means.
That's okay. The hot take is that they just have cat ears, though. There's no human ears. There's no purpose for human ears. Except for maybe, like, holding glasses, maybe. But no.
Actually,
cat girls,
human ears
what?
Are good because they're, like, you know, reverse megaphone. No. You get sound travels into them easier.
That's what the cat ears are for.
But, oh, okay, yeah, never
the
mind.
Cat ears,
sorry.
Yeah, if they're functional cat ears, like...
No, I'm saying cat... This, sorry.
Aesthetically, though, cat ears are good.
Yeah.
Functionally, probably bad.
How are you supposed to wear headphones?
Carefully. You just use the earbuds and then you just plunk them in, you know?
But what about the actual
the over the ear headphones. You just get special made ones. Oh no no no! You know the headsets that have the cat ears on top.
Yeah.
Okay, you get one of those, and then you hollow out the inside, and then you just rewire it to go in there. So it's like a little hat.
For that sounds complicated.
It's ingenious. And that's their true purpose. They never told you that, but that's their true purpose.
this means the government is hiding cat girls.
Yes, of course. I'm still waiting for Elon Musk to make the cat girl gene. Yeah. Desperately waiting.
Cat girls, right. Cat boys, please. Thank you, Elon Musk.
Please and thank you. So, second question is, why are young goblins not called goblets by the Sinning Scribe? That's a good question. You know what? I think it's just because goblins are not popular, and so they don't have goblins. Goblins don't have goblin rights.
Yeah.
So they don't have a proper name.
I mean, I could get into the goblin lore for Dungeons and Dragons, but
the goblin lore.
Yeah, hobgoblins made goblins to be slaves.
Yo, you could do that for a pillow talk or something. You should save that idea.
Okay, thanks. Just like the... I'm not shilling my own work here. No.
Darn, tricked. Okay. But thank you, Scribe, for that question. That's something that may be explored another day.
/u/youngbabyreddit. Yeah. I'm joking, please, no.
Very good. okay, and... next one after that. Since you're a Chie fan, I must ask, do you know a word that starts with F? Which is from Not You Dog on Twitter. I have a confession. I haven't finished any Persona games. I never finished Persona 5. I still have yet to start Persona 4 Golden. And I know all the Shin Megami Tensei games on like the DS and the PSP and PS2, but I haven't touched any of them. So I don't know this reference. But I do know who Chie is, and Chie is pretty darn cute. Did you know that Chie's Japanese voice actor is the same voice actor as Tsubasa Hanakawa?
Wow. Now you have to play Persona 4.
Now I have to play Persona 4 so I can get more of the Seiyu's good acting. I forget, I love Tsubasa Hanakawa. I don't know if I've told you enough. Have I told you that I love Tsubasa Hanakawa?
I don't think she has.
What?
More Hanakawa posts, please.
More Hanakawa posts?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm writing that down. More Hanakawa posts. Okay.
If this is a bad thing for some people, I apologize. But, you know, I think this is a plus.
Just more Hanakawa stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Gens has the next question. I freaking love Gens. What a good lad. Gens asks, what is your anime and game backlog looking like? And can I recommend anything to add on to it? My backlog is never ending and infinite and spiraling towards the deep dark end of the void of never being finished. So you can always recommend something. Whether or not I'll actually follow up on it is quite questionable.
Made in Abyss.
Made in Abyss is great. I still need to finish it. What is my backlog looking like, though? I have more games than anime, for sure. I play more games than I watch anime or read manga or listen to music. Video games above everything, basically. I play far too many games. I've been playing Overwatch, Risk of Rain 2, Tetris, and what else have I been playing? Divinity Original Sin 2. I've been playing those recently.
And that's still a good game.
All of them. Yeah. I like Fane. Fane's pretty darn good. That's the Skeleton Man, right?
I think so.
It's been a while.
I played that game in the summertime with a friend, and we didn't get that far because I picked a melee build, and melee's not that fun.
The melee is not fun at all. The magic is where it's at.
Yeah.
Just gotta go pew pew with the wands.
Ha ha. Totem go burr. Actual quote yeah. When we played it.
Very good. Lady Lair asks another question. Oh, I love her too. who wants me to describe the perfect date? Man, usually I'm the person that plans a date when I'm with someone. And so when I am asked to describe what a perfect date is, it's always for what I think the other person would enjoy. So it's hard to answer because it's, I don't quite know what I like to do. I just like being with the other person, you know? But I guess it has to do something with video games, and it would have to be something done where there's, what do you call it? I can't talk, bro. It has to be casual. It can't be like, okay, I'm gonna take you out to a nice dinner place and you gotta dress up, because, man, I can't relax in that kind of environment. But if we're just at a LAN party, or if we're just at a cozy place playing friggin' video games all day, that's amazing. If I can just lounge around in sweatpants and a giant friggin' oversized sweater and just play video games all day, and then friggin' punch my date when I lose, then that'd be incredible. the biggest dork when it comes to enjoying time with someone. What were you gonna say?
I actually got this question of like perfect date, and it was play video games with, like, I think specifically I said play Kirby's Epic Yarn Co-op mode.
Yo. Kirby's Epic Yarn is pretty good taste. Yeah. Okay, now I gotta think about video games that are good for dates. Portal 2.
Lovers in a Dangerous Space Time.
Yes, that's what I was. Okay. Freaking
Lovers. Any Kirby game that has co-op.
Ibn Ob. The new game that's going to come out, I think, It Takes Two by the guy. Battle Block Theater is great. Castle Crashers. I actually liked Risk of Rain too. I think that could be a date game if you really want to torture your partner, I guess.
Or play a lesser game. Just play the first one.
The hot opinion comes in. League? Could you imagine going on a date and like, hey, what's up, girl? League of Legends. Let's play some League.
That sounds terrible. That's how you, like, before. That's how you make it so there's no second date.
Right. Pro tip, if you have an awkward day, just ask to play League.
Yeah, if you really want to break up with someone, you know, just League date. Come on.
Just League. Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's a perfect date for me.
Oh, Snipperclips is another one. I think that's the last one.
Snipperclips is good. Holy so crap. Good.
You know, Snipperclips was made by Newgrounds people, right?
Really?
Yeah, it was made by, like, people that made Flash games.
Yo. Good for them. It's amazing on a freaking Switch system. Nice.
Switch exclusive. By the way.
Switch exclusive, baby.
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Pog to them. And I had another note for this, but my brain is going.
Burr.
It's going burr. Oh, I was going to say, okay. When the pandemic wasn't a thing, I would take people out on dates on going to the marketplace. We have a very, very nice local marketplace where I am, and it's just super comfy to go down to the farmer's market on a nice summer day and then just basically let them go loose. It's just like, okay, I'm going to drive you here, and I'm going to park here, and I'm going to follow you around and see what actually interests you, and then I'll judge you based off of what you buy. I was with a girl who just loved a soap bar place, and it was really interesting to see her interact with the shopkeep and like ask about if the soap was vegan or if how the soap was made, and it just It was very cute just to see, like, how the person that I was with interacts with other people. So that stands out to me. But, yeah, BBU games, good. Bookstores, good. Museums, good.
Coffee shops.
If only I drank coffee.
You can just drink tea there. They got plenty of tea.
Yeah, I guess so.
Especially if you go to Tim Hortons.
Freaking no.
Wait, am I allowed to say that? Am I allowed to shill? Yeah.
I guess this one time, I'll let it slide this one time.
No, bleep it out. Bleep the name out.
Bleep. They'll never know what it is.
Just replace the first letters of both the words. Like, just swap them. Tim Hortons. Right. Continue.
Very good. This is where we start to get philosophical. Crunchy wanted to ask, what is love to you? And that's always hard to answer, especially when sober, I think. I swear I'm not drunk, because I only had one and a half classes, I guess.
Plus, that was like an hour ago, I think.
That was a while ago. Let's see. What is love to you? I hate, as soon as I saw that question, I just went like, oh no, I'm gonna have to start getting actually serious with it. Maybe
someone asked me that, and I think I got a good answer.
Yeah.
I think love is love is when you are willing to sacrifice more than you have for somebody else, and you know that sacrifice will be worth it.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I don't have an answer that's eloquent like that, because it's not a question that I really think about. And especially, it's a question that I especially don't think about too seriously, because whatever answer I'm gonna have, especially if I wanted to just answer it for myself, it's gonna be wrong, because it's something that fluctuates to me.
Develops over time as well.
Yeah, because of course I'm not gonna know it, first of all, because I don't think I've interacted with enough people just on a general scale to know what is comfortable to me. Like, I guess as I'm standing right now, love is being excited about something with someone else, and being able to divulge those interests, knowing that you can completely just let yourself be not vulnerable, but
you're allowed to be yourself.
You're allowed to be yourself. You're allowed to talk about the things you like. You're allowed to,
you're allowed to have these feelings be recuprocated. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it.
Reciprocated.
I've had three drinks before this recording, by the way.
You?
No, I'm joking.
Man, what is love to you, Crunchy? I don't know. It's different for everyone, and of course it's gonna be different for me. And I hope that I never have a solid answer for it, because love comes in many forms, and I believe that having a solid answer is going to limit my worldviews. That's my answer.
That's a good answer.
That's pretty pog, actually.
Pretty pog, champ. I am pog.
I am pog. All right. What motivates you, Lightfinger? Oh, Lightfingers on Twitter. Freaking, I love them. We don't talk a lot, because I can't be mutuals on my main, but he's somebody on Twitter that I interact with, and they're good. They're very good. What motivates me? Validation, probably.
Validation is, I think, very important. I think that's why I'm still doing this audio thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, feels good when people are like, hey, I very much enjoyed this.
Mm-hmm. It's good to know that, that there's validation from other people directly saying, like, hey, your work was great. Or it's validating to me to just have work done. I'm a very task-oriented person, so if I can put something on a list and then cross it off when I'm done, it brings me the serotonin points to my brain.
Gamer brain?
The gamer brain. Click heads, get points.
Yep, CSGO headshot noise.
Yeah, buddy. Man, But I guess, yeah, the simplest answer would be validation. But I had another discussion a while ago of what motivates me, like, as an artist, would be to motivate other people. Like, hey, my work helped give encouragement to somebody else to make their audios. That'd be like the highest form of praise that I could have. Or, hey, this work helped generate enough income that I could fund somebody else to make their own work, like commissioning artwork. That kind of stuff is really good to me. And it's this endless cycle of just going back and forth with creators and like exchanging ideas or generating new ideas or helping each other out to make our craft even better. So that kind of stuff motivates me.
Creation for creation's sake.
Yes. Creation for creation's sake and helping other people be more creative in their own way, in their own vision.
So what you're saying is that motivation motivates you.
All right, buddy. We're going to move on. What?
Bruh.
Kaina on Twitter asks, what time is love? I don't know if this was a typo or not. I don't think it is, but this question doesn't make sense to me. What time is love? Any time of day, I guess. Is there a time that love is bad?
When you first wake up and you have to get out of the bed and, you know, it's cold and the coffee's not made yet.
I guess.
I don't know.
Like,
I really don't know.
That's like the time for, that's the cuddling time for that kind of love.
Yeah, but I mean, like, this is like right after cuddling time. You got to get up and go.
Oh, yeah. Or when you have to put your feet on the cold floor, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Or yes, like the early morning, the awkward early morning hours, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. We're good. I think that's all I can get out of that one. But thank you for the question, Kaina. And I got some saucy ones. Saucy questions, I mean. Sorry. Saucy ones. Or the freaking hot ones. That's a podcast, isn't it? The hot ones? Yeah,
it's kind of a podcast.
It's kind of a podcast. It's just a talk show.
But watch the one with Alton Brown. He's a food genius. Okay, that's it. I've reached the amount of shilling.
That's okay. So Sarah on Reddit asks me, do you ever get off to these scripts? If so, what's your favorite? I get off creatively, I guess.
Boo.
Sorry. It's not lewd. It's not worthy for being good anymore. It's not lewd. The fantasy's gone. No, I don't get off performing the scripts. I get off listening to them, of course, but not performing them. My favorite script to perform so far is probably Tama from Third Street. Shout out to Fluff Cunningham for writing that to me on a very, very, very dumb request. But
that's the Halloween fantastic one, right?
No, it's not the Halloween one. Tama from Third Street is the tomboy reverse trap one.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a good one.
That's I love that. So that's my favorite one so far because I'm biased and I love the doujin that it's based off of. I came into the oddball server just all bleary-eyed and like, hi everybody, I'm new, but I have this script idea, it might be cool. And I asked if somebody would adapt this doujin into an audio script, and Fluff took it up and made some masterpieces of a script, and I had so much fun making that. I love the doujin. It's very, 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 very cool to me to have it translated to another medium and more accessible to people who maybe don't like doujins or they don't like manga hentai stuff. But it has basically everything that I love. Tomboys, comfy stuff, a little bit of sleep play later in the script, but that's not out yet. You didn't hear that. But yeah, that's my favorite one to perform so far.
Shout out to Fluff Cunningham. He's a great script writer and a great dude.
He's very good. They're very good. All their scripts are fantastic. You can't see it, but I'm doing the okay hand.
I have, you know, I'm I don't want to shill anybody here, but I've done a script by Fluff Cunningham, and you know, it was really good. Catboy one. The I'm Cat not going to say one. Check it out, but just read the script. He's so good at, like...
He's very good.
Very good. Very cool,
very, very,
dude.
Very good. This entire audio is just going to be us, like, shouting out all of our friends.
Yeah.
Okay. This last question by Vrix.
This is not the last question, by the way.
It's not the last question, but it's getting there. But when it comes to actually having sex, are you a sub, dom, or just go with the flow? I tell myself that I'm a switch, but it's just not true.
Sub.
It's, yeah. I'm very much a complete sub, unfortunately, which is very boring to me because I would love to know how to tap into that switch energy or dom energy, but it just doesn't come to me, bro. I've done dom things before, and I've done switchy things before, but it's just not as enjoyable as it is to be sub. So it's just a shame. So it's a mixture of me at heart being a sub, but wanting to do other things so that there's more spice, I guess. Like, this is probably some really bad old traditional way of thinking, but me as a girl being a sub is just really boring. And seeing a lot of girls being sub content is too abundant for my taste. I don't know if I'm making any sense, but like, of course that girl is a sub. She's like, well, grumble, what if I want to be something else, something like that. So alas. All right, now we have the last question. This is the best question. I'm gonna spend like, okay, this is gonna turn out to be like a 40 minute audio, and it's gonna just be me talking about this question.
We're already like 30 minutes in about.
I'm sorry. Okay, the so Crimson asked, who is your waifu and why is she shit? I don't swear. Man, so everybody on Twitter who hasn't followed me should know that. What's up?
Kawa.
Yes. Hanakawa. It's Hanakawa. It's Hanakawa. Tsubasa Hanakawa from the Monogatari series. Is my forever waifu. There's other waifus, of course, but Hanakawa is my main squeeze. She is a cat girl, and I guess anybody who's familiar with Monogatari will say, of course. And she's very shit. She's extremely shit. She's one of the most selfish characters that I've ever met. And or heard about. And she's actually a very terrible person. But that doesn't stop me from saying that she's cute. So that's my justification, I guess. But Hanakawa, Tsubasa Hanakawa, is aesthetically very good. I like her braids. I like her glasses. I'm very biased to glasses.
The cheeks.
The cheeks are
really good. She has cute cheeks.
She has very cute cheeks. She has the big bahonka donkas. she has the huge bahonka does. But yeah, her personality is very, very selfish. And I guess to not get into spoilers, it's not apparent for a reason. And I think that her arc is one of the most fulfilling character arcs that I've had the pleasure of reading first and then watching, for you freaking light novel nerds out there. But I think it's a situation of, do I spoil or not? So I'm going to choose not to, but also I don't have the brain cells to explain it. But yeah, that's all the questions I had. Thank you so much for 1,000 followers on Twitter.
Thank you for the questions.
Thank you for the questions. Thank you for sticking around, even though I haven't released a lot of public stuff. I swear I'm working on stuff. It's just that it's not Reddit content. So it's not stuff that goes on Reddit or Twitter for that fact. Like, it's, yeah, I can't talk about it, but
yeah, I'd stop right there.
I'm making stuff, but I want to get back into scripts very soon. So thank you for the questions, and I hope everybody has a good night.
Have a good night, everybody.